Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism, your daily dose of wisdom for navigating this crazy world. Today, we're diving into a topic that might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it's golden. Embracing failure as an opportunity for growth. Ever felt like failure is this big, scary monster lurking in the shadows? You know that feeling when you trip and everyone stares, or that gut-wrenching moment when a project doesn't go as planned. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that failure isn't the enemy? What if it's actually our greatest teacher? Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, Dylan, here he goes again with the motivational mumbo-jumbo, hear me out. The Stoics, these ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about resilience, believed that failure isn't something to be avoided at all costs. It's an inevitable part of life, just like sunshine and rain. And just like those weather patterns, it can bring both beautiful growth and messy storms. So let's unpack this. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reframe your relationship with failure. 1. Failure is feedback. Think of it like this. Imagine trying to learn a new dance move. Are you going to nail it on the first try? Probably not. You'll stumble, you'll laugh at yourself, and maybe even pull a hamstring, okay? That's me talking from experience. But each fumble provides valuable feedback. You figure out what needs adjusting, where to put more weight, how to synchronize your steps. Failure in life is the same way. It gives us clues about what works and what doesn't. It tells us where we need to focus our energy and refine our approach. 2. Growth happens outside your comfort zone. Remember that time you decided to try something completely new, maybe take up pottery or rock climbing. You were probably a little terrified at first, right? But guess what? That fear pushed you to grow, learn, and discover hidden talents. Failure often lies just outside our comfort zone. It's in those brave moments where we step into the unknown that we truly expand and evolve. 3. It builds resilience. Imagine a sturdy oak tree. It's weathered countless storms, bending but never breaking. That resilience comes from years of facing challenges head-on. Similarly, embracing failure doesn't mean becoming a fearless daredevil. It means learning to bounce back stronger after setbacks. Each time we pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off, we build that inner strength that helps us navigate life's inevitable ups and downs. 4. Perspective matters. Have you ever heard the saying, it's not about how many times you fall down, it's about how many times you get back up? It's so true. Sometimes we get caught up in the intensity of a failure that we lose sight of the bigger picture. Take a step back, breathe, and remember that this one setback doesn't define you. It's just a single chapter in your story, and there are countless opportunities to write a new, even better one. Celebrate the lessons. Think of failure as a valuable gift wrapped in a messy package. Sure, it might take some effort to unwrap it, but inside you'll find priceless lessons about yourself, your strengths, and areas for growth. Take time to reflect on what went wrong, what you learned, and how you can apply those insights to future endeavors. Celebrate the courage it took to try in the first place. Okay, let's bring this down to earth with a real-life example. Picture this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work. You put in hours of research, practiced your delivery until you felt confident, and even picked out the perfect outfit because, let's be honest, sometimes feeling good boosts our performance. Then, bam, you stumble over your words, your slides don't load properly, and suddenly you feel like everyone is judging you. The classic public speaking nightmare, right? But here's the Stoic twist. Instead of wallowing in self-criticism and beating yourself up, you acknowledge that it happened, learn from the experience, and move on. Maybe you realize you need to practice your transitions more or double-check your tech setup before the next presentation. You identify the areas for improvement and use this failure as fuel for growth. See? Not so scary after all. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you embrace failure as an opportunity for growth. Remember, it's not about avoiding mistakes. It's about learning from them and becoming a more resilient, wiser version of yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you had a recent experience where you turned a perceived failure into a valuable lesson? Share your story in the comments below. Let's build each other up, learn together, and keep on growing. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and remember, even in failure, there's always something to gain.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.